Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and run. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfires.
Well, good Friday morning to you. It is 7:10 here on Palmetto Mornings. We are looking at 74 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lane.
We are your home for News Talk Sports, and we always throw in some fun along the way. You're listening to us on the radio, FM 100.1 AM 1340, the free WRHI app, and WRHI.com.
And welcome in if you're watching us. That's on CN2, Comporium Cable Channel 102, or on any of the major social media platforms. Good morning.
We love when our guests request songs, and that song came at the request of our next guest, Senator Wes Clymer. And good morning to you, Senator.
Good morning. Good to be with you all.
Morning.
We told you you could play any 90s song you wanted, and you said, can it be country?
90s country. Always a winner.
Can't beat it, right?
Always a winner.
Always.
Always. That is the peak of American music was 90s country.
It's even making a comeback with our teenagers.
That's right.
So there you go.
They're into it now. They know talent when they see it.
We are a little bit cool, right?
Yeah, for sure. Well, Senator Clymer is joining us here on Palmetto Mornings because you have a pretty big announcement about your political future.
Yeah, I announced last night at the York County Republican Party meeting that I am a candidate for Congress to replace Congressman Norman, who is now running for governor.
All right. So you are running as a Republican?
Yes.
Okay. That's what you're representing in the South Carolina Senate?
And not just that, a principled conservative with a 8-year record of getting results for this community.
If folks are not familiar with Senator Wes Clymer and they want to know more about you as they're going to head to the polls in June of 2026 for the primary and then November of 2026 for the general election, what do you want them to know about your principles?
So I am a conservative activist at my core. I came out of the York County Republican Party knocking on doors, making phone calls, volunteers, and I haven't lost sight of that just because I won an election or two. I am a deeply philosophical conservative, believe in limited government, free enterprise, individual opportunity, that the foundation of our society is Roman law, Christian theology, and Greek philosophy, and that is the core of Western civilization. Those are the values that animate what I believe about the world. Those are the values I fight for, and those are the values that are under attack in Washington. And so I'm very excited about the opportunity to go up there and fight for our values. Hopefully, if the voters give me the opportunity to do so.
The 5th Congressional District, it is pretty big.
It
stretches all the way from Spartanburg through our entire, the upper Piedmont area is what I guess they call it, all the way down to almost the low country, down to Lee County and Sumter County. Those are three very distinctive pockets here in South Carolina. How do you reach all of those pockets? How do you get that message across to all of them? Because the needs in Spartanburg are going to be much different than the needs in Lee County.
Yeah, so the key to effective representation in any public office is taking time to listen, taking time to learn, to synthesize what you hear and come up with solutions to the problems in various parts of the area you represent. So I currently represent an area that has that is population dense in Rock Hill, and I also represent Western York County. And Western York County and downtown Rock Hill have very different needs. And so I'm pretty accustomed to having to navigate different needs based on the specific interests and circumstances of different communities, and I really look forward to getting around the 5th Congressional District and visiting with some friends, making some new ones, and learning more about how best their congressman can serve them.
If elected, do you have certain priorities that are top of your list? And if so, what are those, and how do you kind of figure out where to go from there?
First and foremost, our country faces a dire debt crisis. And that debt crisis has very real consequences for middle-class families. It will result in years and years of lower economic growth, higher unemployment, higher mortgage and interest rates generally. And Washington has a massive spending problem. An axe has to be brought to that budget. That is job number one. I am a strong supporter of the President's America First agenda, sealing the border, fixing our trade relationships, knocking out costly regulations that do more damage than good. And so, as I mentioned just a minute ago, supporting the cultural values that are the bedrock of Western civilization.
We're speaking with South Carolina Senator Wes Clymer from right here in York County. He just announced a few hours ago that he is going to make a run for Congress on the Republican ticket. He wants to take over the seat currently held by Representative Ralph Norman. Of course, Representative Ralph Norman announced his campaign for governor. Senator Clymer, what is it about this seat in Congress that, one, attracted you to it? You've kind of alluded to it based on what you want to change there in Washington. But how do you go from a senator and the needs of a state now to the needs of a country?
We got a little bit of practice there in the Senate. And and look, the issues in South Carolina, as I see them in this part of it, you know, this is a perfect example of your prior question. In York County, we have tremendous problems with growth. We have tremendous problems with overdevelopment, lack of infrastructure to keep up with the growth. And then in other parts of the 5th Congressional District, they're desperate for growth, right? And so look, as an example, you can look at this, the economic development successes that have happened here, and learn from those as a model to employ in parts of the district that want more growth. And alternatively, for parts of the district like York County that is just overrun with new growth, the federal government, the state government, and the local governments have to do a better job coordinating with one another in order to deal with the consequences of this population influx. And from the vantage point of a congressional office, I would have an ability to bring people together to accomplish that objective.
You do face right now, at least we know, two Democratic candidates, Alex Harper and Andrew Clow. And then, of course, we'll see if more Republicans throw their hat in the ring. Have you heard from other Republicans, fellow Republicans? What has the reception been in the last couple of hours?
Thus far, I have not heard of another Republican who's thinking about running. Undoubtedly, you know, some will. But I look forward to sitting down and meeting with those folks if they have a strong interest in running for the seat and trying to earn their support, just like I'm trying to earn the support of every voter in this district.
What are some of the challenges that you think you face first and foremost if elected to this position?
Look, this is a huge congressional district, as y'all have just discussed, and so as soon as I leave here, going to spend the entire day in Lancaster. Over the next few weeks, I'll go spend time in every single county in this district, meeting with public officials, grassroots activists, leaders in those communities to learn about their unique needs and learn how their congressman can best serve those needs. And so really the outset of this campaign, the biggest struggle is having, you know, the time to get there as fast as I want to. but that work starts today, and I'm really excited about it.
Well, you certainly made headlines over the last couple of years when you have represented York County there in Columbia as a senator, most recently making sure that you were not pleased, let me say that, with the pay increase or the pay raise that lawmakers got. Why were you so passionate about that? Where did that passion come from there?
So first of all, you hear a lot of people who come and sit in this chair and chairs like it talk about their fidelity to the Constitution. Well, the Constitution says that the legislature cannot increase its own pay and take more of the taxpayers' money for themselves in real time. This is a long-held Madisonian principle of our constitutional government that the power of the legislature is the power of the purse. Nobody else can set the pay of a legislature, but the legislature can only set the pay of the next legislature, which is to say, if there is going to be a pay raise, there has to be an intervening election so that the people decide whether somebody who's in office gets that pay raise or if they're handing it off to somebody else. And the fact that the General Assembly, through sneaking a proviso into the budget this year, violated that principle, which I believe is critical to safeguard, my only recourse after the amendment was adopted, the budget was adopted, was to take the matter to court, where the Supreme Court thus far has agreed with my argument that it is unconstitutional.
When you look at also your 8 years as senator in Columbia, what else stands out? What's another piece of legislation you were happy got through, you were happy to support, or it didn't go far that you're so passionate about?
So on medical freedom, It was definitely a team effort, but inarguable that I led the effort to repeal certificate of need regulations. Now that that repeal has happened, the amount of investment into healthcare infrastructure in not only our part of the state, but across the state is running into the tens of billions of dollars of new investment that wouldn't have happened if we hadn't repealed that outdated regulation. Some other issues that I spent a lot of time working on and got across the finish line include a prohibition on secret earmarks in the budget. You know, every penny in that budget came from the taxpayers, belongs to the taxpayers, and the taxpayers deserve to know where every penny goes. I'm the chairman of the Senate Agricultural and Natural Resources Committee. I take a lot of pride in working hard to make sure our farmers have a regulatory environment and support from the state so that they can grow and thrive, and we have food security, and we're protecting those multi-generational farms, which are so critical to our culture, our heritage, and our way of life.
Senator Clymer, we see so many folks go to Washington, D.C., and we are the age, all of us in this room, where folks would reach across the aisle and they would work together. Now it seems, if no matter what party you're from, if you reach across the aisle and help the other side or have a conversation with the other side, both the politicians are labeled as traitors to their party. Do you hope to at least, you can't change Washington in a day if elected. Do you hope to continue to do that? Will you work across the aisle and work with your Democratic coworkers?
I'll always work with anybody who's on the right side of an issue that matters to the people I'm elected to serve. Always, every time. And so as an example, the secret earmark ban that I talked about just a minute ago, that was a project that a Democratic senator, Dick Harpootlian from Columbia, and I worked on together. Similarly, Dick Harpootlian and I worked together on enacting serious reforms of the state's Commerce Department to make its activities more transparent and accountable to taxpayers. So, yeah, I'll work with anybody on an issue that they're on the right side of the issue and we're accomplishing something that matters to the people who elected me to do the job.
Yeah, maybe we can send more people to Washington to kind of work across the aisle for sure.
Wes, this is one more quick question, and this is more of a personal question. We know that you have a big family, and you are called to serve not only the people of South Carolina, but now possibly the people of the United States. But you also are called to serve your family and where you live now. So what is that work-life balance going to look for you if you are elected? How does that work?
We're fairly well accustomed to Dad having two demanding jobs. Look, Marty and I have five amazing children. They're between the ages of 6 and 14. Spending time with them is just the highlight of any day. And you just have to, any parent gets pulled in a lot of directions, regardless of what your career is, your job, your responsibilities. You got to make the time. It is the most valuable use of your time, rearing the next generation, endowing in them the values that you hold so that they can go forth and transmit them to future generations. That is our biblical duty. And I won't say that I, hit the nail on the head day in and day out, but it is something that Marty and I are very intentional about. Could always be better, but it is definitely my proudest and happiest times are watching those kids grow.
His name is Senator Wes Clymer. He represents York County in the Senate here in South Carolina, and he hopes to take his campaign to Washington, D.C. We'll continue to follow you along the campaign trail. Thank you so much, Senator.
Thank you. Good to see you this morning.
You too. 7:23.